This is an Encounter Co. podcast. Enjoy. Hey, want a break from the ads?
Yes, please.
Want me to tell you how to get this show ad-free forever for just the price of a cup of coffee?
Yes, please.
What if I told you that not only could you get this show ad-free, but you can get access to loads of other goodies, such as The Table Talk Show, a bi-weekly talk show where the cast of The Encounter Table get together and discuss their favorite moments of each episode, answer listener questions, and more.
Yeah,
but what if I told you that's not all? What if I also told you that depending on your tier, you can get access to all of our stretch goal mini campaigns, uncut episodes with editor notes, random bi-weekly bonus content that can be like literally anything, like a Smash Your Pass drinking game, the cast playing Mafia, Jackbox party games on Discord.
Oh my god, shut up, just shut up and tell me. Fuck.
Okay. You just go to patreon.com/theencountertablepod.
Oh, it's that easy, huh? Just go to patreon.com/theencountertablepod?
Yeah, dude. patreon.com/theencountertablepod. Or, you know, you could just go to the episode description.
Huh. That is easy. Can we get back to the show now?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
The Encounter Table is an explicit podcast meant for adult listeners only. If you were not the age of 18, we won't tell your mum, but we could, because we do know her. Intimately.
Yeah, we do. Am I right, buddy? Yeah, you fucking nerds. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Encounter Table, a D&D real play podcast about three unlikely heroes traveling across dimensions, hunting down the generals of an evil cult so that we can eventually punch a little bitch boy named Marvin in the teeth so fucking hard that he would shit them out a day later. If he was alive to do a poo-poo. You heard me?
You heard?
This show was reviewed over on Spotify.
Wait, pause.
Yes.
Pause.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. This show is reviewed over on Spotify.
I'm supposed to say that's the one.
That's the one.
Brandon.
This show. This,
come on.
This show is the one that Luke is abouting. or brrrr-ing about.
Yep. You're good. You got this. Keep going.
I couldn't pick between two reviews because both of them made me heartily exhale
hard
through my nose, you know? Yeah, they both.
Rock hard.
I'm going to say that.
Made me rock hard.
The first one is from Adam with a little cool guy emoji and thumbs up. And Adam says, oh my God, what? This podcast has more emotion than most Oscar winning films. I can tell you guys we're theater kids with a little like tongue out emoji. Wouldn't you know, Adam?
I was a band kid, actually.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was also not a band. I was not a theater kid, though. I should have been.
Yeah, no, I kind of wish I tried.
It was like all the cool kids in my school that did theater, so.
You went to a stupid school. I'm kidding.
It was like all the jocks and stuff. They're like, we'll do bad. We'll do theater, dude.
That's wild.
It's so wild.
What school did you go to? Fucking Westmont High?
Isn't I don't know that what that the, means, but.
Me neither.
Isn't
me
that neither, the High School North. Musical?
Oh, high School Musical.
Oh, is it?
I think.
See, I'd have to be a theater kid to know that joke, Brandon.
I think in my 4 years of high school, there was only maybe like two. So. And one of them was Grease.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm not saying is bad.
We had
just
a killer lineup of plays and musicals when I was in school. It was awesome.
Yeah, they did a rendition of The Cat in the Hat, and the white man that was dressed up as Cat in the Hat with the makeup that they put on him did not look like The Cat in the Hat. I'm just going to leave it at that.
It was more like the musicals crow we in the did hat.
When we were in school, Luke, is we had Shrek. We had Adam's
we
Family.
We Adam's Family was pretty good.
Mary
they
Poppins.
Did a pretty good job with that one.
And we had A Christmas Carol. That's a star-studded lineup.
That's stacked.
That's a star-studded
lineup. I played in the pit. I guess I was kind of a theater kid. I was like theater kid adjacent.
Yeah. Theater kid core.
Oh, no.
Dude, it was like so much fun, though. We just fucked around in like the pit for a couple hours every week.
Hell yeah.
The second review is from Vance Allen Dosco. And they said, what's up, boys? What's up?
What's up? What's up,
dude? I'm telling you that I need an Encounter Co. anime series. Please, give me that.
I would love
that. What does that mean?
I would love that so much.
And this was my favorite part of the whole.
The Vox Machina show, but...
Yeah, like that. So. But us.
My favorite part of the whole thing is, Joe is my favorite, but not by a lot.
Hey, I'll take that.
Marginally? Like... Joe is my favorite, but he's on thin fucking ice right now.
Yeah, he better bring it this next episode or he's dropping it. He's with that. Well, thanks, man. Now I'm stressed out because now I feel like I gotta record this episode.
Oh, that's Jesus. Good. Yeah, but my name is Brandon Hall, and I play Dex Turner, the hex sword swinging, shield wielding. Divine smiting, hoodie wearing, mom fucking and finding, friend protecting, lion skater, emo boy of the crew.
Meow.
Who, his favorite Pokemon game is Pokemon Y.
Why?
Why?
Because it's is the that best
what he does?
One.
Is that what Dex does?
Yeah.
Anytime somebody does that joke, he's just like.
Yeah, it's the very pained laugh. Or he does the Jeff Bezos.
That's a Jeff Bezos laugh?
Have you look up Jeff? Listener, drop what you're doing. Don't press pause, but go over to YouTube
literally,
and just look up Jeff Bezos
laugh.
Roll
your car into a ditch. Roll your car into a ditch and then pull out your phone.
Yeah, we'll
file
be...
File upside down in your car.
We'll be your GPS.
Let us know.
Turn
there we
left
go.
Now.
We'll guide you.
Don't
right now,
don't
right now, into that house.
Oh man, but yeah,
nope.
Yeah, his favorite.
Hell yeah,
his favorite Pokemon game, Pokemon Y. We are joined today, as per usual, by my dear friend Luke Godfrey.
Ho, what up, gamers? I'm Luke Godfrey. I play Scott
that.
Travis. What?
Why'd you call Brandon a hoe?
Oh, because he is a hoe.
He's in a committed relationship.
You can be a committed relationship and be a slut, right, babe? High five. He's not in the room. I'm high-fiving no one right now. I play Scott Travis, the gamer boy turned druid, who... Give me a prompt. Give me a prompt. Give me something to work with here.
Tequila.
9/11.
I don't like any of those.
Okay,
I don't like any of those.
Have fun with it.
I don't like any of those.
Hammurabi. The Ten Commandments.
Scott in high school, anytime he saw swastikas like graffitied anywhere, he would turn them into like squares so that he would fix them and they wouldn't be
windows
anymore. He would turn them into windows.
Yeah. I can't believe we just made a fun fact off of
swastikas.
Holocaust. Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
You can't?
Hey, it was your guys' prompts, okay?
We gave you a lot of prompt. Yeah, we said a lot of different words.
I really hope that there was at least one time where like Scott pulled out his marker to like to change the swastikas in the windows, and like
definitely got
a dean pulls up like, "Yo, what the hell, dude?"
Oh, dude. I think yeah, man, that's canon. It happened once. Like the vice principal was like,
"They called
Mr. Scott."
Scott, you are pushing the movement back so fucking far right now.
Scott's like, I can't.
We have made so much progress.
I'm fixing it. No.
Oh, Jesus. We are also joined by Joe LaJoyce.
Yo, what up, gamers?
I'm taking Luke's intro. Shut the fuck down, Scott.
Hey.
Move on over, bucko.
Expect a call from my lawyer.
Actually, it was actually Joe's intro first.
I'm taking
it.
The episode
he hasn't done it since 2022 doesn't count.
Gracious enough,
has not done it since 2022 does not count.
Let you. I put
count.
A copyright out. Check the fucking files, buddy.
Doesn't
I play
Press
and Adeline on this show. And I would do whatever the fuck I
my
want.
My favorite part of the episode was when Luke and Joe argued for a long time.
I pulled over and sat in the back seat just to feel nostalgic.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Joe,
sometimes
you play?
It's hard to tell if they're actually friends or not. Fuck, I'm all trained. Dietrich.
I'll train you.
Derail.
I'm all trained, baby. What up, soul sister?
Bit of the I was gonna go the TISM route, but you went there.
Oh yeah, gang.
What's happening?
I don't even know anymore, Joe. Who do you play?
I play Preston Adeline.
There you go.
Half elf draconic sorcerer, whose fun fact for the day is that I need a prompt, and I feel really bad because I've never had to ask for a prompt.
Trains.
Wow. You want to make me a train kid? Guess what? I'm going to flip it on you. You dirty little whore. Shut the fuck up. Close your little lip holes up right now.
I'm going to tell you something
real good. When Preston was younger, his parents would take him on their business trips into Europe. And Europe has a lot of train systems, right? He got on the wrong train, separated from his parents, and traveled all the way from England to Ireland. I don't actually know if there's a train system, but we're going to pretend there is in this world that goes between those places. And he was fed Irish cuisine, and it made him never want to go back there again.
Shepherd's pie.
Hell yeah.
Dude, Ireland's
hell yeah.
Way rad, dude. I fucking love Ireland.
No, I actually really want to go to Ireland. Like, really bad.
Same.
Irish people are just marginally cooler.
I'm sorry. I can't.
There is a train that goes Irish from England to Ireland, and you're good.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Cancel
they have
me.
Good infrastructure.
No, there is. I'm just saying, Joe, I'm not saying to cancel you. I'm saying you're
no,
right.
No, I'm talking about I don't know my cuisines.
It's Scottish, but I'm sure people in Ireland eat it.
Yeah.
They're like next
I'm
door
looking
neighbors.
Up Irish cuisine right now. Chowder. Yo, that's what they have in New England.
Potatoes.
That's what they have in fucking Boston. What's your clam chowder? Why'd no one make any noise?
What the
fuck is that about? I know I was that wasn't waiting. Funny, but like,
I know
like,
I'm focused for a split second to send a text message to someone.
It felt like that was where
I could see the fucking TVs behind your guys' eyes flip candles for a second. What's happening?
It felt like that was around the time where we would transition into Norse, so I was quiet. That way I didn't interrupt Brandon and get fucking crucified for it.
Oh my god, sorry.
Dude,
I was just texting my baby boy back.
Oh, you're good.
I love you, buddy.
I love you too. Oh,
man.
Listeners, we actually are friends. Don't let our attitudes fool you. I have kissed him many times.
When?
Gingerly.
You won't kiss me. You know you won't kiss me.
I won't kiss you awake. That makes it worse. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that was a blatant lie, guys.
In fact, Morgan.
No, someone
Brandon,
take over the show
her,
right now, please.
Introduce somebody. Yeah.
Listeners. Listeners. You know him. You love him. You adore him. Fuck. Some of you probably beat it to him.
Oh.
I know I sure do. Maybe. If you have the time. We could have something in common real quick. Well, he introduces himself. The man, the myth, the legend. The DM. Austin. JJ.
Yeah, yo.
Norton.
Hello, everyone. It's me.
It's Billy Norton. Bletcher.
My name is Austin Norton. I'm the dungeon master right now.
You sound
right
so excited.
Here. Right now.
Yeah, I'm the guy right now.
I'm the guy. You know, I play everyone else.
Guy.
My fun fact is, I don't know if it's a fun fact or a sad fact, but we're going to do it anyway. I have 1,895 hours on the free-to-play game Apex Legends, which is roughly 79 days, and I'm afraid to admit that I'm only still mid.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's all right, buddy. I could play that long and I'd be bad no matter what.
You know what?
I'm going to be mid at Helldivers till the day I die. I'll tell you what.
I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's
you're not.
That shows you're committed.
Yeah,
I'm loyal. Yeah. That's for sure.
I'm loyal.
Hey,
when we all make our Helldivers squad and we call ourselves the H team, I don't know. We'll have to come up with a cool team name. We're all going to be mid together.
We're going to be the hand jobs.
It's okay. Go ahead, Luke.
listeners, if it's not already on Xbox by the time this comes out, there will be a petition or a link to get Helldivers 2 on Xbox so that Nort can play with us and help spread managed democracy throughout the galaxy.
Yeah, well, it's truly politics are keeping it behind. So
yeah, 100%.
But just remember, keep in mind, Danger Close is only a suggestion.
Everyone tag Bill Gates on Twitter. Telling him to let Helldivers be on.
Hey, baby Xbox. Boy.
Do Phil Spencer, hey, actually. Boy.
Who's Phil Spencer?
The guy that does most of the Xbox stuff.
Oh, so he's like.
And PlayStation.
Everyone's
and
PlayStation.
Can't imagine it'll be long until that.
I hope not.
I mean, it's really just up to Sony, to be true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, maybe
everyone
it'll be a little
tag
longer.
Tag Mr. Sony on Twitter.
Sony is very tag Sony. Elitist. I'm a Sony boy. I'm such a Sony boy. I bend over and take it up the butt for Sony.
Yeah, you're a pony.
Always will to the day I die. I do not agree with their policy about keeping games exclusive because we're past that. We're past that as a civilization.
We've won the council war, okay? There's no more fighting that needs to happen.
It doesn't even need to be a winner. It's just that we all can just exist in kumbaya.
Exactly. Kumbaya.
Grab your dice and pick up your mice and drink some water with some ice. I am your democratically elected DM for the remainder of this arc.
Yes, hell yeah, Nort, brother!
And welcome to the encounter table. Hey, what are you guys doing with this Death Knight? Because last time we left, you guys have dominated a Death Knight for an hour.
Preston dominated it, and the last thing I said was to hold him still because Scott still wants to kill
him. That's right. We got.
That's where we're at right now.
This isn't resolved. I was coming into this thinking everything's nice and chill. You know, we're gonna talk about this. I forgot Scott.
I'm making Dwama.
Each time the target takes damage, it makes a new Wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, that's why I'm scared that Scott's gonna hit it.
Don't hit it, Scott.
He goes for the swing. Hears Dex say that. What?
We get one shot.
Okay. Do you want to
No. Go for it. I'm just saying, please do enough damage to kill it in one.
How much?
You've done no damage
to
it.
This guy's at.
Yeah,
we've done no damage to it. I don't think I can do that. Can we just kill it? Can we just kick its ass like we did the other guy? Like, it shouldn't be that hard.
This is not. That was a puny little wizard. What do you mean, kick its ass? You see how hard it was to get this far? Also, this concentration is quite painful, so.
He's kind of just screaming in your head.
It's like, yeah, he says a lot of things in a lot of different ways, and none of them pleasant.
Oh, that's cool. Then just break the concentration, then we can fight.
Well, see, I misspoke. But you guys have done 71 damage. I'm sorry.
Something to him.
The thing is that, you know, right now he's not trying to kill us, and he also is, like, compliant in the things we may ask him, so.
So what do you want to do? Do, like, a fucking acme trap where after we're done with him, we just drop a boulder on him?
That's what I was saying. We just have him dig a hole for an hour, and then he can't get out because the hole is so deep because he dug it.
Okay, Death Knight, dig a hole for an hour.
Okay, he doesn't do anything because Preston's the one.
Preston, tell him to dig a hole for an hour.
Well, I don't like that tone of voice he's using right now. Wait.
Would you like me to kill him, Master?
No. He's just a little on edge today. It's understandable. But I would like a little more politeness. I am not your little soldier boy.
I loved his video game council he put out.
Yes. The soldier boy.
I get it. Oh. Preston, why are you cranking that right now? Come on.
Yeah, please. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself.
No, you're good. You're good.
No, but seriously, it's just we have this opportunity that I'm sure is not going to happen again.
Well,
so
why don't we make him hold extra still?
Yeah, but then he can't, you know, tell us anything.
He can use his mouth.
What?
Okay, look, just figure out what you guys want to do, and then let me know what I can kill this thing.
Okay, Tex is gonna slap the ground next to him and Scott, and like the black chain tattoos on his arms seem to move down his arms like a snake into the ground, and they erupt from right under this Death Knight, and they completely entangle him like arms and legs. As I use my channel divinity to use incarcerate. He's restrained. And at the end of each of his turns, he can make a strength or dex save against them.
So he's double restrained? Is that a thing?
No.
Well, I'm not restraining him. He just won't attack us because...
Oh,
yeah, gotcha. So now we have...
So there's two layers now.
Yeah. So two now layers. Scott should be able to just go in on him.
Ah, thanks. Preston, is it okay if I kill the Death Knight? And then gives, like, the most, like, strange smile he can.
Do we really not want to ask him any more questions?
Okay, ask him a question. I can't think of anything right now, honestly. My brain is just not in a good state right now. Oh, yeah. Sure. Death Knight, do you know anything about Jason Miles?
Master.
You may answer him, Death Knight, friend.
Master.
Yes, I gave you permission.
I think he's saying that
he's a master.
Oh!
That Jason.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No?
Yeah, you're right. Jason's his master. Okay. Jason said him. Like, what's happening? I'm confused.
Okay, no.
Wait, guys, what about... they mentioned something about one of our parents.
Yeah, when... He did mention that... That acquaintance of my father... mysteriously died. And then... One of our parents was linked to said murder. Or accident. We don't know if it's a murder. Death Knight.
I just want to apologize in advance in case that was Jason, because I wouldn't put it past him.
Yes, if it was Jason, we're kind of already on the way to deal with him, so...
Once we're done dealing with you, that is.
Preston, make a wisdom saving throw, please.
Come on, Preston.
Okay.
Come on,
Preston. That's...
What was it?
Oh my god, I hate this fucking game. I don't have... It's a 10.
A 10?
Yeah, it's a 10.
You take 2 psychic damage as he's just screaming.
In my head.
Oh, that's groovy.
Yeah.
Could you not do that, please?
I also need a concentration, please.
It's okay. I have much better cons than wisdom.
You have to be the 10.
Oh,
you're fucking
okay.
Me. Oh, okay.
No, it's okay. I got a 11.
Okay.
Wait, is a concentration also a saving throw?
I feel like we look this up every time.
Oh, yeah, we probably...
It must be a saving throw, right? Because it's definitely not like a skill check.
Yep, a constitution saving throw.
Okay, so I got a 16.
Yep. Okay.
Thank God. That would make sense, because I guess it's my spell cat. Yeah, okay. That was not
Yeah, it's
nice.
Like one of the... It's the only...
Bad boy. I can't believe I'm telling the Death Knight that. I feel so strong.
You see the moment you had to roll that, he acted so fast, but he had like a hand... reached out to whoever was closest. I don't know if anyone was close to him.
Probably Scott.
I am. I
you see, just
be...
before you could even move, he had his hand around her throat, and then he got concentration again, and he let go.
He didn't get to squeeze or anything. He just felt it.
This portion of today's episode is brought to you by our good friends over at NordVPN.
But Brandon, what's NordVPN?
I am glad you asked. NordVPN is the most secure, fastest, safest, and easiest to use VPN on the market.
Is it easy enough for me to use on my cellular device that I use in the hole that I live in? Because I haven't heard of NordVPN.
With a single click, baby.
Oh, love it.
Did you know that every single website that you visit has full access to your IP address and your internet service provider?
I feel violated.
You should, because a lot of these websites are doing that without you even knowing. But do not wander off into the wild, wild west of the internet without your six shooter on your hip, baby. That six shooter being NordVPN. They will keep you covered and protected, and it's the fastest VPN on the market. It won't even slow down your browsing.
Huh. That's pretty useful. I got pretty slow internet. I don't want a VPN slowing it down, so that's some good shit.
But you see, Luke, that's not all it does. Did you know that Netflix catalogs available in Canada and the United States have the joint lowest average IMDb score of only 6.95?
What does that mean?
That means our movies suck here for Netflix.
Damn.
Netflix isn't really getting the best movies for the US and Canada audience. But South Korea has 109 Oscar-winning films in its Netflix catalog. And you can have full access to those by using a VPN and setting your search address from South Korea.
Huh. So I can basically get any of the shows or movies that I want to through one subscription and not having to pay for a ton.
Exactly.
Well, Brandon, where do we sign up?
That's the easiest part, buddy. You just click the link in the episode description and get started with NordVPN today. Don't wait. I'm looking at your IP address right now. It starts with a 3.
Okay, one more question and then I'm killing this thing.
Fair. That's fair. Okay. Fair.
Should we, like, huddle up? Like, team meeting?
I'm just gonna stay right here, so...
Okay, Preston.
Okay.
Father-son huddle. I mean, huddle.
All right. Wait, can Kathy be in on this? Maybe she's got some insight. She's always was good at asking questions in class. She's very,
Warner, we should probably come up with a code name for Kathy. That way we stop getting in trouble by talking to her.
Yeah, true. True.
Why don't you just call me Kat?
Kat. Finally, someone else. Fuck. Okay.
What do you mean?
Someone else is getting called Kat.
Oh.
We've been here for like a year and a half.
I get. Well, I mean.
Kat, come here.
Okay, I'm coming. Oh, absolutely. Don't do that.
Yeah, please don't.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like
that. It was. Whatever. Preston.
Yeah, what's up?
What are we gonna ask this thing? Like, Dex stands in between Preston and Kathy.
What? Right here, at this very moment, what is critical to the success of our mission? And our mission being hunting down and taking care of Scott's stepfather.
What if he tells us everything he knows about Jason? He must know more than just master.
It's true. Or... I mean, it's... I really don't have anything better to ask, I don't think. Kat, do you have any...
You're asking the DM if he wants to give you some questions.
I thought it'd be funny, and you could be like...
So, what happened when you asked a question? What just happened right there?
He gets a little feisty.
Maybe there's some sort of eldritch blocker on information about his master.
That is a good point. We might want to take a little bit of a detour around Jason for the moment. But what's... Okay, it doesn't have to be necessarily about him. What other context clues could we ask about that could help us here?
You could you could ask about Litwick. You could ask what his forces are. You could ask where he's at. You could
maybe if he's ever seen Jason get hurt, and if so, by what? Because then we would at least know something he's not, like, immune to.
That is true. Do you think that kind of rolls back around to asking questions about Jason, though? You know, about his master. And we could try. I think I got it in me. I think I could hold him for at least one more.
Your
call,
buddy.
And if not, I mean... Alright. I think it is important that we learn what we can about Scott's stepfather. We should ask him some of his vulnerabilities. And maybe from there we can kind of devise more of a game plan when we do find him.
Yeah,
so, all right, hit me with him.
I'm trying to think of how to word it. Because I want to make sure that it's like not worded silly.
While they were talking, Scott had casted Elemental Weapon.
Okay.
A non-magical weapon that you can touch becomes Oh, wait, non-magical? Never mind. Scratch that. Scratch that from the records. That weapon is already magical. Cannot stack.
Scott's so a sad. DJ because he be scratching records. You went so robotic when you did that.
Whoops.
All right, Death Knight. Deathy. That's what I'm going to call you. About your master, have you ever seen him take damage? And if you have, what did it?
You see, he points to your wand and to a sword.
Magic weapon. Is that what you're getting at here? It has to be like a magical weapon.
Well, that's perfect.
He just kind of looks at you. I don't really know how to answer that.
You could just give me a nod. Does it have to be more than a piece of iron or more than a simple spell? Yes or no? Check it.
He nods, and I also need you to make me a wisdom saving throw when he nods.
Fuck it. It's very fair. You know what? I'm gonna use the roller on my phone because the one on my desktop fucking hates me.
Trying to turn dark mode on my Google document because it's just fucking
so bright.
It's so bright.
Bright as hell.
Alright. 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 Okay. So this is a wisdom. I got a 13.
Okay. You're good.
Hey,
it still hurts, but you don't take any damage.
It's like, okay, less painful, but still not great. You could just stop doing that for a little bit.
He shrugs.
I see. Okay. All right. All right. I'm getting a little tired of this guy. I understand why you want to kill him so bad. He's not very cooperative, even under this spell. So. What we gathered from that question is I don't think our normal weapons are going to do a whole lot to him, so we might want to try to devise a plan to come up with something a little special when we do find him.
So you said you got everything out of him?
I'm a man of my word. One question. All I ask is that whatever you're about to do, make sure it hits really hard, because he's not going to be happy.
Trust me, it's gonna. And as he says that, Scott holds his sword up into the air, and dark clouds seem to surround the entire area as his eyes glow with this blue electricity, and he sort of uses the sword as almost a lightning rod as he casts Call Lightning onto the Death Knight.
Okay.
It's gonna be a dex saving throw. Fifth level, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Natural.
Hell yeah.
Natural one?
Shit. I gave him disadvantage and he rolled a 1 and a 20.
What? Feast or famine, baby.
So that's going to be 32 lightning damage. And then for my bonus action, I'm gonna have my dancing sword go for a slice at him.
Okay.
That is a... Hold on.
I mean, you have advantage. 20... She's restrained.
Oh, advantage? Perfect.
Yeah.
24 to hit.
That's a hit.
Hell yeah. 4, 9... 20 damage from the sword.
Okay. I rolled twice for his... It's a wisdom save, correct? Mm-hmm. Joe?
Yes. Let me double check.
Yeah, yeah, I rolled
it's,
under...
Yeah, it's a wisdom. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I rolled bad for both, so he's still under your control.
Hell yeah. I hit him with another lightning strike. It's a concentration spell, so I can...
Does, like, the others also want to hit, or...
Oh yes, guys. Do you want to
share the fun?
No, I'm asking. You don't have to, but
I sort of just like give a side eye back, just to wait and see if they're going to do anything to it before I just hit it again.
Dex just nods at him.
Yeah, I think you've had this one, buddy.
Another lightning strike.
You know, okay. I look over to Dex. Like, it's good that he's, you know, challenged his frustration to something
failed.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Hey, do you hear that incessant screaming of the damned in your head? Is it just me?
33
which one brother am I right?
Lightning damage.
I don't know if that
then
makes me
another
feel
attack
better.
From
what
the sword. 28 to hit for the sword.
It's a hit.
God damn. I really hope that you're not using up all your really good rolls on a guy that can't move.
16 damage from the sword that time around.
Okay.
Oh wait, sorry, plus dex. 20 damage from the sword that time around.
Okay, you see he breaks your concentrate. He breaks out of your spell.
The voices are stuffed. Thank God. Oh wait, that means he can move.
And he casts Hellfire Orb right underneath all of you.
Hellfire Orb?
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's the Death Knight hurls a magical ball of fire that explodes at a point he can see within 120 feet.
wait. Can I...
It's not a spell. It's
oh,
ability.
Shit. Never mind.
Oh, all damn.
Right. Yikes.
It comes out of his helmet. And I need... I got a question. Were you guys close to your mounts, or...
I was gonna say I also close. Jumped on my off mine and rushed in. How much of a radius did you say it was? 20 feet?
It's 20 feet.
I think we'd be okay.
Yeah,
I think Ember might.
I think they're just
well,
at the
I,
end.
All
of
I
it.
Did was jump off my horse and cast Dominate Monster.
And it might not hit Joe then. It might also, not hit Joe and Kathy. Just Scott.
I did not want to close the distance.
I mean, I'm not gonna argue that. Okay. I'm not. Gonna
I think
argue
it
that
just
point.
Hit Scott and.
Did he have to roll to use that?
I was gonna say, what's
no,
the
it's just once a day.
Okay, I want to
oh,
use
like guaranteed
interception. Then,
I mean, you gotta make it. You have to roll.
I just roll. Gotcha.
Didn't run up to you guys. You guys are asking questions.
Oh, you're good. So what kind of
a dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity, gotcha. Saving throw.
Fuck.
That is shit. 19.
That's a 5.
That was a lot of dice. That just hit that.
That's
can.
Just. It's,
oh my gosh.
I'm not even
done.
Oh,
this is awesome.
I rolled a 5.
Oh no.
So much dice.
That's a lot of dice.
I'm fucked.
I mean, I think you'll be okay, but.
You take 57. Damage. Some of it's necrotic, though. I don't know if that matters for you guys.
Doesn't matter for me.
Okay. Yeah, you took 10d6 fire and 10d6 necrotic.
I mean, he can only do that once.
Yeah, you can only do that once. How you guys doing?
Fuck. I'm just under 100. Or just above 100, I mean.
Same. But I am going to use interception.
Use interception?
Yeah.
Here we are, dude.
When a creature I can see hits a target other than me, so here you go, Scott. I can use my reaction to reduce the damage by 1d10 plus proficiency bonus.
Aw, thanks. That's so sweet.
You're welcome. That's a 14. So give 14 health back to yourself, Scott.
Hell yeah. How does that look like in character?
Yeah, you just see this just swirling. Oh, for him, his thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, for the interception. Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're okay, Nord. I'm sorry.
No.
I feel like the moment that Dex saw this necrotic fireball start to explode, he like since his plate armor is all like that ethereal chain, I feel like he sent it to Scott. For a brief second, and I guess that works narratively because he took
that works.
That's took a whole the amount,
yeah. Scott just kind of realizes this happens and looks back to Dex and is like, "I think you needed that. I think you needed that more than I did."
Yeah, probably. You okay? Well, I'm good. It kind of felt like that one scene in one of the fucking Avengers movies when Tony sent the suit at Pepper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, from Iron Man 2.
That one.
Are you guys okay?
Just keep fighting it.
Okay.
Dude, don't make it fucking weird, dude. It's the only thing I can compare it to.
Okay, we'll just start at the top of the
round.
You
were flirting for a second there, and I got confused.
We'll just start at the top of the round.
Okay.
So it's Scott.
Scott. Oh, cool. Scott.
Lightning. Have it. Lightning.
Scoot Travis.
Just another Skirt Travis.
Scoot Travis.
Skirt Lightning.
Oh, did you? Oh, is that lightning thing concentration?
Yes.
Did you roll for it?
It's a dex saving throw.
No, for your concentration.
You took damage.
Oh, I did not. I have advantage on con saves.
How much did you reduce it by, Dex? Do you 14. Remember?
9.
So it's DC
5.
20.
It's 22, baby.
So close.
I rolled an 8 and a 19. I got 19 plus 4. Or plus 3.
Okay. I will roll for him. He got an 8.
That's another hefty helping of 33 damage once again. And then another bonus action attack from the Dancing Sword.
All right.
Nice.
24 to hit. I am
killing
it right now. I'm going to suck when we fight my stepdad. Fuck.
It's the most get out of my room, mama, playing Minecraft thing I've ever fucking heard. I can't wait to fight my stepdad.
Only 14 damage from the sword that time.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Dex?
Dex is going to try using Toll the Dead.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
It must make a wisdom saving throw.
A natural 20.
Suck my dick.
Classic Toll the Dead.
Dex is like, oh, shit.
My favorite part about Toll the Dead is it never works. It's such a cool spell, but like I feel like it like never works. I played a cleric for 3.5 years and I used it, I don't know, 100 times and it worked twice.
Fuck.
Okay, Joe.
Hello.
Prossing, give it to me.
But, excuse me?
Do it.
Do it. Well, I mean, you guys. Okay. Alright. All right.
Are you about to say, you guys got this?
No, I'm just like.
It looks pretty bad.
I only
bad.
Have this one. It looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only ever used this once, and when I did use it, it was really fucking cool. I think I'm going to cast Disintegrate at level 6.
Go for
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
And as always, I'm a silly boy, and I can never remember what my spells do.
It disintegrates.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got to see if It's a dexterity saving throw, yeah.
He got a natural 20 again.
That's okay.
Oh my gosh.
Even when he's ensnared or restrained?
He has advantage on magical effects. Unlike spells.
So
it's not like an aim thing.
It's just him, like him and his aura gives him a magic.
He's just bulky. He's a bulky boy.
He's like made of magic.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
So I'm not seeing.
It still takes half damage, though.
Does it?
Oh yeah.
Because I'm not seeing in the spell description that he still take damage if he saves.
Really?
Does it specifically say he takes no damage? What does it say?
Well, it says on a failed save, the target takes 10d6 plus 40 force damage. And then it doesn't say anything if it does save. So I'm like,
oh my
thinking,
god, it doesn't.
Yeah, he might just.
It doesn't. Wow. I wonder if it's because it like because of the extra effect.
Yeah, like the plus 40 or the.
I think that for sure, and also that it
disintegrated.
It gets rid of the body. So
yeah, that's okay. I'll just say that like.
All right.
Oh, I mean, I ain't no little cheeser. I'll take it. I'll wear this one on the chin. That sucks, but
it's all
saved.
Good. It's all good, buddy.
It just consumes your disintegrate spell.
Oh. Yeah, I think I forget how I described it when we were fighting Ratface McDickhead. but I like to think that this charges up the same way, but rather than like connecting with him, it like fizzles out and turns into like the mist. And he just kind of like, I don't know, he's just unfazed by it, and Preston is like a little lost for words. He's like, that isn't supposed to happen. Not good.
So what does he have to roll to get out of your thing, Dex?
A strength or dexterity saving throw.
I only rolled a 10.
He fails.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let me see if... Are any of these spells not semantic? Hold on. Okay, yeah, I don't. He can't do anything else. So.
Yes, dude! Scott, fucking kill this guy!
Make another dexterity saving throw, Nort.
What about Kathy's turn?
Kathy's last.
I was joking.
Kathy's just watching. Kathy's
not helping. She's just watching right now.
She's watching.
She's just watching this teenage angst happening right now.
She is a fanfic writer, so she's probably taking notes.
30 lightning damage.
How you kill it?
There we go.
So this spell goes on for 10 minutes, and unless anyone does anything to stop him, he is going to continuously throw lightning and whip his sword at this thing until the spell ends. Just
I whip my sword back and forth. I whip
lightning strike after lightning strike, blow after blow, just getting more and more tired and fatigued as he's doing it. Just.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, sit down. Just finds a rock to lean up against and just breathes.
Hey, buddy.
Wipe
How
the sweat
you
off
doing?
His face. I'm fine. Why?
Oh, nothing. You look great out there. You did really well. You just seemed a little tense.
Just ready to kill things, I guess.
Right, and you know that's
I didn't
good.
Sleep too good last night either, so that's a thing.
Oh, okay, I see.
Just tired and frustrated, and yeah, I'm good though. I'm good though. Let's just keep going. Let's just get this over with.
I mean, if you're tired, we should take a break, right?
I'm fine. Thank you, though. I can sleep when this is over.
I'm just thinking that, I mean, if you're not 100% for when we, you know, have to face your stepdad, that it might put us at a disadvantage.
Gestures back to the Death Knight. I get that I'm tired, but do you honestly think I'm not at 100% right now? You think I can't do this right now? Because I think I'm proving myself right now that I can do this.
I'm not saying that you can't, Scott. I'm just saying there might be better odds if you're not exhausted.
It's just one night of sleep. I'm going to be more exhausted if I can't sleep another night.
I mean, we probably shouldn't go in guns blazing. I mean, but it's up to you guys, whatever you want to do. But you should probably be careful. Yeah. I mean, he knows how many people he has there.
That's fair. We'll figure out a way to get to just him. Corner him. Do something.
I mean, there's a lot of steps that you kind of jumped over there.
Well, okay, we'll do those steps on the way. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be short with you, Preston. I know you're just trying to look out for me, and I appreciate that.
It's all right. I just want to make sure that you're not overdoing it.
No, like I said, I'll sleep easy once this is over. Like, I don't know if I will be able to physically sleep until this is over. Don't mean to sound edgy or any shit like that. I just need to kill him.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you think is best. I don't know.
There's kind of a hesitant look in Scott's face when Kat says this. Let's just keep going. How much farther do we have, you think?
We're about a day out.
Okay.
You should at least try to get some rest. Eat a good meal, at least. You set up camp in a little bit. We can ride a little more, and then... Does that sound all right? Sounds like a fair deal. I won't make you sleep. I can't do that.
It sounds fair to me, and I will try to sleep. I'm not just going to fatigue myself on purpose, you know?
I mean, in the tabletop RPGs I play, there's some pretty severe drawbacks in not sleeping. It's kind of realistic like that.
Yeah, like the real world.
Yeah.
I get it. And like I said, I'm going to try to sleep.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
He's going to die regardless, right?
What do you mean?
Jason, we're going to kill him regardless, right?
Right.
Whether you sleep or not.
Yeah, that's fair.
Breathe, buddy.
What is that, a bird? A plane? No, that's a new D&D podcast called Afterlife. In Afterlife, we follow four strangers as they're tasked by death to go into the world of the infinite domain and find and defeat their pillars. But enough about the general story. Let's meet our strangers.
Hi, my name is Aaron Rash, and I play Ophelia Afton.
That was how the key fell out of his prison wallet into you.
How did he hold his prison wallet?
You know,
no pocket.
That's exactly how he held his prison wallet.
Oh, shit.
My name is Tyler Waddell, and I play Lucas Gray.
What are you guys at?
I'm at 86.
59?
78.
Okay.
We're
still bigger than all of you.
Can I kill Lucas?
Sacrifice.
Can I strike Lucas?
Hi, I'm Raven Reed, and I play Ariana Wren. He's talking. Come and go. Shoot and scoot. Ejaculate and evacuate.
Hello, my name is McCandless Harrison, and I play Fendalto Pendleton.
I'm going to scream, your soul is forfeit. And I'm going to use this, like, it almost looks like a hammer of dawn just smites him into the ground and yanks him into the ground, pulling him piece by piece.
He's so fucking edgy.
Literally. And myself, Britton Gifford, as the DM, that man has finally came back and has taken the body of Azrael. Ripped his... What?
You said came.
Oh my god, Jesus. Fuck.
I told you it was gonna happen every time.
I'm not ready to go. I'm not ready to leave. I need answers for this pain, for the struggle, for the strife. Please let me know. Peace is all I need. Till then, I'ma push, I'ma pull, I'ma fight. Wherever I go, my destiny is near. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll pay whatever the price. Cause all I really know is even in the end, I'ma find a way to live, even in our afterlife.
Trying to. Let's just.
If you don't sleep when we get to camp, Jason might not be the only one dying out there.
I appreciate that.
I'd kick the shit out of you for that.
He would.
No, I believe him.
I would not be able to stop him. He's much stronger than me.
Scott hops on this little lizard boy and just keeps moving.
Yeah!
By the way, Nibs rides Michelle. I forgot to say that last time.
Yes! Yeah. Just like me, buddy. Index. High five.
There we go.
I scream into the sleeve of my coat.
Do it, do it, do it. Let's hear it.
Okay, I got that one out of me. Got that one out of me. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Did you want to be ridden by Nibs or something?
No, it's no. Just the joke Dex made. And it's
about
just
riding
like,
Michelle.
Yeah, oh. It's mom. And he made it in front of Kat, so it's just like, I don't know how
so
many
even worse
jokes he's made in front of Kathy. So it's
if like, it makes you feel better, she does not put it together. So she doesn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's a good point.
Well, yes, she does.
Oh, does she? Oh.
We told her last episode.
We did.
Oh,
we
never
did.
Mind.
That's true.
But she doesn't laugh, Preston. Oh. She doesn't laugh at it. She doesn't like sneer at Dex or anything, but she doesn't laugh.
Yeah, she hasn't laughed at any of my jokes. She's lucky we didn't kill her back at Dog Boils. And Preston just keep fucking riding off.
That was a little harsh, don't you think? Forgive them. They're a little on edge.
From a distance. My favorite fucking British person turned against me. Can you believe this, Nibs?
Well, you know what pussy does though, motherfucker.
Typical!
Wait, did you say I'm his favorite British person?
He did say that, yeah.
Let's go. I beat out Gordon Ramsay.
And your mother. She's not making a joke, she just pointed out.
My face goes completely slack.
Oh, yes.
I just slowly turn forward and keep my eyes on the road.
She's like, as you hear her go, ooh, like she wasn't trying to make you upset. Like she said it like a good thing.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, okay. I don't know how to feel about that.
As you guys get to camp and you're like, you know, putting your butt rolls down, getting your fire going and stuff.
Scott's doing push-ups.
Scott's doing push-ups. When you're done doing push-ups, Nibs comes up to you, and he has his pack off, and...
Hey, buddy, what's up?
He's got his pack off, and he's ready to jack off.
Oh, my God!
I'm so sorry. I couldn't help myself. I'm done. I'll stop.
So, you said you can't sleep, right, Scott?
I had trouble falling asleep last night. I got maybe an hour in.
I have some stuff that can help you fall asleep.
Oh. Thanks.
Fucking hammer.
Thanks, buddy. I'd appreciate that. What you got?
Out of his, like, his coat, like, he has, like, this, like, leather coat, he pulls out this, like, honey-sized jar, and it's, like, a purple goop.
I'm going to roll investigation on this goop real quick.
Okay.
Historically, the last time we heard about purple goop, it did not end badly for anyone. That is a 10, just a flat 10.
Okay. So yeah, it's goop.
Where'd you get this, buddy?
So, this is from where I'm from the Astral Sea. I found it when I was going through my pack the other day.
Oh, no.
It is a mixture from a creature. I don't remember the creature. It's all coming back. But it helps you fall asleep.
Hey, Nibs.
Hello.
What are you trying to give Scott?
I don't know. It's self-sleep.
Are you roofing our teammate?
Oh, I remember. No, I'm not making him do anything. I remember we used it to sleep. So I mean,
I'll keep it in mind. I'll take it, and then I'll decide if I want to use it tonight. How about that, buddy?
Can I roll insight on Nibs?
Yeah, good advantage.
Because canonically, these three. You said with advantage?
Yeah.
Because canonically, these three, Scott, Dex, and Preston, have seen the events of Stranger Stuff.
Yeah.
That's a nat 20. A 9 and a 20.
Let's go.
So what are you asking?
I want to know, I guess, if insight might not have been the right thing, but I want to know if this is the goop that we've seen before, like in that flashback, mm-hmm. and if Nibs is intentionally trying to, like, or if he even knows what he's trying to give Scott.
He thinks he doesn't. He's there's no ill. He is telling the truth. Like, there was something that they took on in for a sleep aid, and it must look like this thing. You have no idea what he's talking about, but I mean, you don't know if it's that thing. It does look like the Stranger Stuff stuff, but I mean, stuff can look like other stuff. So
true.
Should one of us try it?
I'll do it. It's fine.
Oh, whoa. What if this thing really fucks you up and now you can't fight Jason?
Worst case scenario, you guys kick my ass and fix it. Best case scenario, I'll get a decent night's sleep and I take some.
I don't think
okay.
I don't think that's how medicine works, but okay.
North's smiling really hard.
I don't know if we could just punch you better.
It tastes really good.
It's like honey, but mixed with like NyQuil.
What's the texture? What's the consistency?
Like pudding, but stickier.
Oh God!
Luke falls. Not Luke. Scott falls over.
Like it's stuck to the top of my. Oh fuck!
Oh wait!
It worked. I knew it worked. And he picks up the.
This fucking bastard.
Sweet, it's melatonin. And Dex sticks a finger in and goes,
Wait, guys, we said
see, no, Preston, Roy, just trust me.
Well, okay, alright, cool.
Cowboy.
Well, Cat, it might just be the two of us keeping watch tonight.
Happy cowboy. Just like, in his sleep, like, playing with Dex's hair.
We should maybe
You see, hold on that, you see, Nibs puts it on his claw, one of his claws, tightens it up, puts it in his bag, and then licks it, and then goes to sleep next to him.
I don't know if they're ever gonna wake up. To be completely, I have no idea what was in that jar. They could be like this forever, and I wouldn't know.
And so you said something. You said that like it's just us, right? That's what you said.
Yeah.
That's what you said. I'm asking you as the DM.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
I mean, like, you mean like Kat and I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes, but I'm scared. I don't know why you're asking.
Joe just like whipped around his room as if there was someone stalking him in the closet or something.
I'm just asking you to repeat what you said.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's like it, truly.
It. Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. No, it's okay. I didn't know if this was like.
No.
You hear rustling in the bushes behind you. I think it might just be the two of us, Kat.
Is that bad?
You see, she has her robes off, and she's just wearing like her like under clothes.
This is exactly what Nort was fucking planning for.
He really wanted you guys to take that.
Yep.
And you see, it's like it's like one of those old timey shirts that has like the buttons on the top, mm-hmm. and they're buttoned down, and you see just like a black lace underneath.
Is she still a dwarf?
Yeah, no. That would actually be so fucking funny.
No,
I was just trying to paint the mental picture.
So. Yeah, she only, okay.
She only does that when she's around other people.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Do not fumble this bag, Joseph. Do not fumble this fucking bag.
Fuck up, you're asleep. You went beat by.
Happy cowboy.
Good night, little bitch. Good night, little bitch boy. Go sleep.
Preston, don't fuck it up.
Well, okay, so what happens is, in my head, Preston's little head, is that he's like, he just watched these, his fucking friends pass out from this mysterious goop.
Just did drugs.
Nibs fucking roofied them and then himself, and they all passed out on each other. And he's just like, well, Kat, it looks like it's just, And like, imagine like a, like an auditory gulp. Cause I don't think I can do one loud enough that would pick up on the.
It's that Jessica Rabbit ass, like, jazzy music that.
Yeah, it's very. But like, I'm trying to determine how Preston would feel. I feel like he's very he's shy when it comes to stuff like this.
Okay.
Even if like even
and
having
she knows it.
Even having done stuff like this before with Kathy, no less.
Yeah.
But obviously it's been a while. And so I think he would immediately be like very flustered. And not really know how to respond. And I think when she says, like, is that bad? Preston would kind of like the circuits like reconnect in his brain after like seeing her like that. And he's like, bad? No, I who said it was bad? I didn't say it was bad. It's not bad at all.
Oh. Why? Well, okay, I just wanted to make sure that it. I don't know, just if you didn't want to be alone with me.
No, I. Why would I ever not want to be alone with you?
Because you think I'd try something?
Try. You mean like escape? Or.
Is that what you want?
No. I quite like having you around.
She reaches into her pack and hands you a scroll.
I take it and I open it.
It's a the spell clone.
What the fuck?
Oh, a threesome.
That's the sound they're gonna be making.
Shut up.
Close. What?
Should we leave the room? I feel like we should leave the room.
No, hey, that's the wrong spell anyway. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, this is for something else.
This is something from my personal collection.
Oh my god. No.
I was thinking clone takes 120 days.
Oh.
To cast?
To like for it to work.
I've been casting this since I knew that you came back into town.
It has been
I started
4 months.
4 months ago.
Trust me. I've been waiting for this.
Trust me. Been waiting for this one.
All right.
That was just a joke for us. That was just a joke.
Okay, cool.
No, truly. Like, that's just a joke.
Back in the game. Back in the game.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
But okay. I mean, yeah. If you just want to go to bed, that's completely fine.
Can I reach for her her physical arm that is still there and like reach out for
metaphorical one.
Well, no, because like I thought about like reaching out for the magical arm, but I feel like that would it wouldn't mean as much because it's
yeah, it's like when Happy Gilmore shakes that one guy's hand.
Oh my
the
gosh.
Prosthetic.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to specify. I'm nervous. Okay, this is my first time with Nori.
We're all nervous right now. It's okay. We're not even there. We're sleeping.
Yeah, you can grab it.
Okay, not like a violent way, but like I reach out. I like if she's like turning away or walking away, I want to stop her from doing that.
Yeah, she was just gonna like. Your beds are like a few feet from each other because you're all around the
campfire.
Yeah. Well, not those three. Because they'll sleep over there.
They'll sleep in Lululand.
They're next to their horses.
Oh, God. Preston would reach out and grab her by the hand. And his face is, like, flushed, like, bright red. Probably emphasized by the fire, but he goes, I'd like it if you'd stayed.
She just leans in and kisses you.
I think the way Preston would kind of respond to this is that he'd be like, he'd like tense up, but kind of as the kiss like progresses, he like kind of melts into it.
Okay.
And I think he like pulls her like just closer like into him.
And I don't know how far you want to go with this, Joe.
I mean.
But like watching you guys up sex.
That's what I'm asking. What do you want?
No, I'm.
How long do you want to flirt with Nort in front of me, Joe? Gosh.
She's
how? What do you think is like a tasteful amount? Like, what do you think is like not? Because I'm okay with like it, like just being insinuated and not getting super like graphic or anything.
Yeah, like the camera pans up.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, we could just do a camera pans up type of thing.
Yeah, roll a Constitution saving throw real quick, just to see.
Shut up! Oh, don't make me, please. Not with how
no,
I roll.
We have to.
No, it's fine.
The camera pans up as she, like roughly pushes you to the ground.
Holy shit!
Nor do we? Oh, do we wake up the next morning?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
So, Luke, not Luke. He keeps saying Luke. Scott's the last one to wake up because he ate the most.
Okay.
Yeah, I got like a scoop with like two fingers and like into my cheek.
Okay, so this is like the next morning, right?
Yeah, it's the morning.
I'll kill you, John Lennon! And Dex like fires an Eldritch Blast into the air.
Oh my gosh.
Bryce.
Good morning, guys. Something smells like fuck.
Don't you mean breakfast? Preston's like cooking breakfast.
He scans the camp with his finger until it lands on Preston and he goes,
"Good morning, Dex. Isn't it a lovely day?"
He's just sure drinking a gallon of water.
Preston. Yeah, he's got a fucking, he's got a milk carton. He's like, "Where'd you get that?"
Preston, is magic. That pineapple juice?
But, okay, I would like to point out, Preston is very, very tasteful about it, and he, like, he's just in a good mood, but he's not, like, flaunting off the fact
he's
that
avoiding
he
the subject,
just,
but it's written all over his face.
But well, he doesn't want to know this about Kathy.
No, yeah.
Kathy could step out and just fucking full dummy mommy on Preston.
You guys see Kathy is just waking up, just... She has just her bra on and like her underwear.
Oh, Jesus.
And she just starts like putting her clothes on. Like she's not ashamed of any. Like, that doesn't mean anything, but just
yeah. I think Preston's shirt would definitely be like unbuttoned.
She's wearing it.
So it does smell like that. Like, yeah. I'm not.
Go!
Yes!
I swear to God, every episode. It's just like, no, last episode was the best for me. No, last episode was the best for me. Preston can't lose. I say that before he gets his shit absolutely rocked by Jason.
Yep.
Just like fucking shit lit.
Oh. Yeah, when Preston doesn't have to roll for anything, he's the fucking man.
He already rolled so well with the initial thing with Kathy. I'm like, I can't.
Scott hears all the commotion going on and just like rolls over in his sleeping bag and just like covers his face with his hoodie. It's like,
Good morning, sleepyhead. Wait, you want some breakfast?
Why is the sun so loud?
Come on, buddy. It's a beautiful day. We're going to murder your stepfather.
No.
That sounds great.
No.
Wake up, Scott. We're at grandma's.
Murder.
We can take on the world, Scott. We can do it.
I don't want to do any
guys,
of
we took
that.
A drug.
Preston is like 3 ounces lighter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, yeah, I had to be, right?
Drugged
me?
My
God.
I mean, I'm assuming.
Did anyone hear what Brandon just said?
No, what did Brandon say? Say it again.
I said, come on, Scott, wake up. Preston's like 3 ounces lighter.
3 pounds? Oh, my God.
How does that happen?
Fucking.
Okay, well, I mean,
Scott lazily puts up a fist for a fist bump towards Preston. I'm not getting up yet, but come here. Good job.
I scoop Scott up and I hug him.
Oh, well, thanks, buddy. Hey, Cat puts up the fist.
Dex fist bumps him.
Good job. Dex!
Oh, I don't know why we're fist bumping, but all right.
Because you had sex.
Yeah, good job, Scott.
Did you tell them already?
No, you are super fucking obvious.
It's written all over his face.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I can't help this is how I feel.
Cat, are you going to leave me hanging or not? Like, come on.
Joe is so beat red, dude. Nort, good job. You just made Joe real blush.
For real.
Dex, you see your shield that was propped up against You see Tony just sitting in there.
Wait,
no.
Wait,
and he's just like this.
Oh, thank God! Thank God, Tony.
Doing like the monkey see
thing. Tony, please tell me you had noise canceling anything.
I had to pick either hearing it or seeing it.
So we did both.
Tony, please.
I thought you were suggesting that they like did it on.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna be like, "There's cum on Tony," and I was gonna be pissed.
He's just always there.
He's just always there.
Tony.
We didn't think to hang a blanket over.
How's it going, Dex? How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know how I own you, right?
Okay.
Partnership. Let's not make it sound so demeaning.
On the ride into town, you're gonna tell me everything.
Oh yeah, you got it, man. You got it.
Hell yeah! And Dex holds like for a fist bump, and then realizes like, never mind. You got it.
It's a little clang inside.
I'm sorry, buddy. I wish I could hug you sometime. I miss you, man. And Dex throws the shield on his back.
Yeah, Scott wakes himself up, packs up.
Wants some breakfast.
Wait, is there any way for Dex to physically interact with Tony again?
I don't think so, because he's like trapped in a thing, right?
Damn.
That's so sad.
That's sad. Rip.
Yeah. God. Oh, you made breakfast, Preston? Thank you. That's awesome.
I
give him a plate of eggs and bacon, and it's a smiley face.
Oh, I was about to say, where'd you find beans and toast all the way out here?
For today, I'm going to let that slide. That was funny.
Just wolfs down the food as fast as he can.
How you feeling?
Oh, a little groggy, but better.
Good.
That's good. I really gotta figure out what that drug was.
Yeah, you should.
Okay. And he starts thinking really hard.
This is what Nick will be doing for the next 3 days.
Don't. Buddy, don't hurt yourself.
That's right. Wait, Nick, okay, it's okay. You don't have to think about it anymore.
Someone stop him.
He's going to hurt himself.
Dex reaches in his bag, pulls out some more of the goop, and sticks his fingers in Nick's mouth.
He sucks your fingers.
It's like a baby on a glass of fire. Just...
He has no teeth, remember?
Oh, God, that's getting gummed.
Just gumming on it.
I mean, if it was that, or having Nibs have an aneurysm, I think this is
awesome. Yeah, this is better. This is better.
We're just having to commit
too much of the bit.
Yeah.
You guys come to, like, you crest a hill.
Yeah, Preston shirted in my right, baby.
Never gets old.
You guys crest the hill, and you see in like, 800 feet or so. It's like a few minutes away, but you're far enough away where no one's, unless they're looking this way, they're going to see you. You see the town of Litwick, which is separated in two by a large, fast running river. You see numerous large grain mills lining the riverside. The noises of calming rushing water, creaking of the grain mills, and the sound of cows mooing fill your ears as you look upon this town. Another thing you notice is that most of these buildings only seem to go up two stories, and no signs of the industrialization can be found here. As you're looking out, you see about 100, 200 feet away, an elderly dwarf tends a rice paddy. And off in the distance, you see a halfling riding an ox that is plowing a field. Rising up on the eastern side of the city are several large tents, all with dark green tones to them. Smoke rises from many bonfires in that area. The camera kind of rests behind you guys as the sun crests above, kind of silhouetting you guys against this rural farming community.
Well, let's light this candle.
Let's go! I'm gonna lead her back to where we started. I'm gonna lead her back to where the heart is. I'm gonna lead her, hope that you'll be there too. Whoa, whoa. I'm gonna lead her back to where we started. I'm gonna lead her back to where the heart is. I'm gonna lead her, hope that you'll be there too. Whoa, whoa. You
counter table, Marvin's game, is Jola Joyce as Preston Adelin, Luke Godfrey as Scott Travis, myself, Brandon Hall, as Dex Turner, and our DM is Austin Norton. If you would like to support this show in the absolute best way possible and get loads of bonus content while you're at it, you can go check out our Patreon at patreon.com/theencountertablepod. If you do support, it really, really does mean the world. But you'll also get to be just as cool as Aaron the Wise, Cece, Logan Comstock, and Molten Gems. You can find all of our social media links in the description below. And without further ado, Marvin's Game, episode 43, Going Beyond, comes out April 17th wherever you get your podcast fix. All right. Thanks, everyone. God bless. Love you. Also, I'd just like to put it on the record. Joe didn't even question me. But I said, Joe, do it as Preston.
I'm a good boy.
Get domed, bitch.
I'm a good boy.
I'm a good boy. I deserve to be rewarded.
Yeah, he deserves his treats. He's a good boy.